Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Friday. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And next Friday on November 5th, I'll talk about our major shift. Next Wednesday, November 3rd, yes, the day after Election Day, we're having a major shift in the Mayan calendar. I'll tell you all about that next week. Now, before I cover what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that you can learn about all these important cycles well ahead of time by subscribing to my Good Timing newsletters with email updates. For just 8 cents a day, you can know what time it really is and have the best guidance available for when to take your most important actions. You can order these with the Good Timing Guide at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Now, I also want to mention that Peg Donahue and I are rescheduling 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business to next January. And you can help us select the date and time to reschedule it. If you're interested in taking this program, then please go to my site and click on the link to the 8 Keys survey and let us know your choice for the date and time to take it. And just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the link. Now, lastly, I just want to alert you that my Honduras retreat has been postponed until next spring, March 19th to 26th. I'll be giving a multi-day workshop on Roatan, one of the Bay Islands of Honduras, and it'll be on how to prosper with the universe. And I'll also be leading a spring equinox ceremony there for one of the most major equinoxes we've had in years. Plus, if you register before the end of November, you'll get a 30% discount on your room. So check this out now and get the discount. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. Yes, that's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for Madeline in Honduras. So what's up in the heavens? Okay, so first of all, this is the Friday before Election Day. And at the last minute, just prior to the U.S. election, we get two interesting cycles. One is associated with telling the truth or possibly just a lot of talk. And the other one is associated with telling lies, creating confusion, and getting details wrong. So it's going to take a lot of discernment in order to know which one is which. Now, these cycles are Mercury trine Jupiter and Mercury square Neptune. And they both come into range on Halloween, October 31st, and they peak on November 4th through the 6th after the election. So it's possible that we won't know the truth of some situations until after the election, or we may never know. These cycles stay in range through November 8th. Now, just as that is happening, we have a third cycle come into range on November 2nd, which is strong for communicating alternative, unusual, or even disruptive ideas. The cycle is Mercury trine Uranus, and it can also be very useful for relaunching websites or, for that matter, all forms of electronic communication. That cycle peaks on November 6th, and it stays in range through November 8th. Now, next, we have Election Day itself on Tuesday, November 2nd. The energies for this election are disruptive and suggest unexpected changes. In fact, the charts for this election show an entrenched issue with the current leaders. They have reasonable standing and may even be somewhat well-regarded, but the public is upset. Those leaders haven't done enough of what the public wanted in order to keep their jobs. It's as though the public is on the warpath with their vote. So this is shown by the cycle of the moon opposite both Jupiter and Uranus. The public wants change and may not be discerning about the type of change it's choosing. Plus, as I just mentioned, this election day has plenty of possibilities for confusion and even deceptive communication. No doubt we'll see deceptive advertising all the way through election day, so pay close attention to details, both in advertising and how to vote. The Mercury square Neptune cycle is confusing for all types of details. Now, the good news is that part of the public is in favor of the existing leaders and understands the enormous task they were given. However, this date does not bode well for the Democratic Party to maintain both the House and Senate, so perhaps it will manage to keep one of them. We'll see. Now, last week I mentioned that the full moon we had on October 22nd is the first of five full moons at 29 degrees. Essentially, that means we're at the end of the road. So we're having five months of full moons that are showing us endings. And a lot of what happens for this election day will also be related to endings. So be sure you vote. You don't need an astrologer to tell you that the election is going to be very close in many states this year. Every vote will count. So be sure you vote, and vote early if you have an absentee ballot. Carefully choose the platform you're voting for, as there's lots of misinformation out there, and do your best to vote for truthful and light-filled politicians. Next, on November 3rd, 2010, we have a major shift coming. The timing of this shift almost feels like a cosmic joke since it's happening the day after our election. I'll talk about this in much more detail next week, but for now, I'll give you a quick overview of it. This shift is related to the Mayan calendar, which has nine major periods known as underworlds. And each of these periods is associated with the transformation of consciousness at some level. Now, since 1999, we've been in the galactic underworld, and during this period, we've had the same amount of transformation in 12.8 years as we had in the previous 254 years. Now, there's only one more underworld left after this, which starts on March 9th, 2011, next year. So, in the meantime, beginning November 3rd, we're shifting into the seventh day, or the last of 13 segments of this current period, the galactic underworld. And the significance of this is that it's time to balance masculine and feminine energy. We need to meld the rational with the intuitive. And this will also include balancing the east and the west. We need to balance all aspects of yin and yang energies in a more coherent and positive way. We'll be in this shift until March 9th, 2011, when we'll enter the last of the nine transformation periods. And during that time, we'll transition to unity consciousness. Now, next, just a reminder that we're still in Venus retrograde from now through November 18th. So we're all rethinking our values, what we value enough to pay for, and what we no longer want because it doesn't have enough value for us. We're also rethinking our relationships. So if you're in the process of signing a contract for a deal, now is not the time to do that. That's because you need this time to reconsider what's important to you and what you most value and want. So if you sign on the dotted line now, you're likely to regret it later when you discover that your needs are different from what you thought they were. Now, while Venus is retrograde, she's actually closest to Earth, and up close and personal. She wants you to pay attention to love in your life. And at the very least, be sure to spend time loving yourself. This is essential for all types of relationships because the most important relationship we have is with ourselves, especially our higher self. When we love ourselves, it's a lot easier to love others and for others to love us. Now, next, we have a new moon next Friday on November 5th. And just after new moons are times when we intuitively start new projects. This time, though, there may be unexpected money issues from others that make it hard to get those projects started. It will help if you can be flexible and look for alternative solutions. A recent connection to a powerful person or company may be the key to getting it done. Now, this new moon has a lot of enthusiastic energy for projects, but it is short on details. So before you go off to pursue those projects, spend some time clarifying the details. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Notice that Halloween has a timeout that begins at 2:02 p.m. Pacific Time or 5:02 p.m. Eastern Time. This will last until 8:52 p.m. Pacific Time or 11:52 p.m. Eastern Time. The primary meaning of a timeout is that nothing positive comes of it. Also, usually the energy is lower, as though the earth has let out a big sigh. So watch out for mischievous kids who may play tricks, and bad weather may also keep a lot of trick-or-treaters home. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. No more having to take notes. To register for it, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in a box at the top right of the homepage. Get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from the short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. If you have a personal question, I need to know your birth data, your birth date, your time, and location of birth. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Medifast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I would like to help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that honor the dignity of the human spirit, value all life on earth, and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let the Dr. Pat Show be your conduit to a global community of people who could benefit most from your product and service. Join the buzz, be the buzz, and let our success be your success. For more information, call me, Dr. Pat, at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Join the Dr. Pat Show, the show that is changing the lives of thousands.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I believe we already have all the callers we can take for today. But first, and after I take your calls, I'm actually going to give you my prosperity tip of the week. But first, before I take calls, I just want to quickly remind you that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And I provide both business and personal consultations for 30 to 60 minutes and longer when needed. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and happy early Halloween to everyone and to you as well there, Madeline.
Thank you.
Do you have big plans?
Oh, hey, I got a great witch's hat.
Okay. That's it? I expected more from you there, Madeline, like dressing up like a solar system or something like that. I think you could do it.
Oh, that's such a cool idea. We'll have to consider that.
Should be done. Consider it done. But we'll see what our callers have to say. And actually, our first caller out of the bat here, we'll have Catherine. She's calling in from Issaquah. She's just looking for a general reading. Maybe something will pop up in the charts. And her birth date is 314 of 56. Pretty close to 3456, except for the one in there. But born at 4:33 a.m. in Aberdeen, Maryland. So let's see what's going on. Catherine, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. What's up?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Madeline.
Oh, you're welcome. So, is there anything in particular that's going on in your life right now? Are you expanding?
Well, there's so many transitions in my personal life and my health and my business. So I don't even know what question to ask because it's like it's all up in turmoil or flux or something.
Well, welcome to the club. I mean, everybody's going through it kind of at the same time. Now, it looks like you're in somewhat of an expansion mode, or have been. Did anything good happen to you in this past year?
My health is great. I've lost weight. My business is going well, so those are all good things.
That's perfect. Okay. And so it looks like right now you're going to enter just a few days where things might feel a bit frustrating in the sense that you might want to be perhaps moving forward and but you're kind of feeling like maybe there's an obstacle here and another one there. So that is not going to last that long. You know, give it a week and it'll dissipate. And so it'll get better here fairly quickly. Now, you mentioned things were in turmoil. What's the most turmoil you have going on?
I guess in my business, because it's like redirection, and things are popping up, but not the things that I'd planned.
Ah, okay. And just so you know, I can't actually see your business as well with your chart as I could with your business's chart. So,
okay.
Yeah, so if you're interested in knowing what to do about that, call me for a business consultation, and we can I can give you more.
Oh, that's
detail.
Great.
Yeah, but for right now, it looks like there might be some areas right now where there's some just frustration where things are not perhaps moving forward at the rate you would like them to. But what I would recommend you do is to use this time for planning. Get your plan together and figure out what it is that, you know, what's the first step, the second step, the third step, you see. Make it a tight plan. You know who you're what you're going to do by when. So, and then when this is over, you'll be able to move forward and work your plan.
That's a great idea. And it kind of felt like that was about the only thing that was going to be useful right now.
Yes, that is about the only thing that's useful, yes. yeah, exactly. So there's a lot going on, as you say, but I would try that right away for your situation with your business and see if you can't, get your plan really organized. And
okay.
You'll be ready to move forward. You know, give yourself a week or two. And And try actually to wait until after Venus retrograde is over to, you know, implement any real new starts. We're having a hard time this, at the end of this year with new starts because, you know, Venus is retrograde. We don't really know what we want. Then we get a couple of weeks, and then Mercury goes retrograde, and we're kind of in rethink mode again. And so, you know, new starts are easier come the new year.
Wow, sounds like a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Venus, I'm newly single. Do you see anything coming up for me?
You know what? I apologize, but I'm going to take my second caller.
And, okay. Makes sense.
You,
thanks, Madeline.
Yeah, you take care. Uh-huh. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Catherine, what you can do is just call us back in a couple of weeks, and we can maybe answer that question.
That's right.
All right. Let's jump off to Sherry. She's calling in from Glendale, Arizona. She wants to know when her life will move forward again. It's never a good thing to hear that, but that means because it's in the past. We definitely want it to move forward.
That's right.
So her birth information is April 19th of 56 at 3:56 in the morning in Oakland, California. So, Sherry, welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. What's going on?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I live by your calendar. I'm looking
okay,
at it.
Good
I kind of want to know when my life maybe will go back to the way it used to be, normal. And
what was normal for you?
Well, I used to have a job, and then my husband was just laid off, so things used to be normal, and now, like everybody, you know, we're just having apprehension.
Neither one of you have jobs, I see.
Well, he still does, but
he's only got it
for another couple of months. You know?
Okay, I see. Okay, it looks like your career is going through transformation at this point. And have you considered anything different in the line of work than what you were doing?
Yeah, I used to own a party store, and now I'm a real estate agent, and it's not really a great market in Arizona for that right now.
Oh, is that where you are in Arizona?
Yeah, right now.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So,
can't afford to sell and move anyplace else either. So.
Right, of course. Yeah, uh-huh. That's a challenge. Now, is there anything else that you're interested in pursuing?
Going back to doing what I used to do, office management, but not many jobs around for them.
Oh, I see. Okay. And you don't have some other passion that you're interested in pursuing?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people. I don't have a lot of hobbies either.
Right. Okay. Well,
I like to work. Actually, yeah. That would be my hobby.
That your work is your hobby, yes. Okay.
Yeah. I'm one of those kind of people.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, you've got a kind of a major transformation going on, but. But one thing I would tell you is that there is a high growth period going on in your life right now with some unusual opportunities that could come to you.
Okay.
So, and this is going to be there for a while, but especially through next year or most of next year. Let's see. I'm just going to check on that real quickly here, and I can tell you.
Okay.
I have to have a computer help me out here. And let's see. This is going to stay in range through, let's see, roughly June of next year. So,
okay.
So I would really be on the lookout, particularly now through about March, for new opportunities that can come to you. I mean, because you're in a kind of what I would call a high growth mode. And that's
okay.
Why I was asking you, you know, if there was something different or unusual or something that you perhaps had in the back of your mind about something you wanted to do. But if you don't have that kind of thing in the back
mm-hmm.
of your mind, you might just start, you know, just start reading different things.
Okay.
And start, you know, checking online for different things, different movies or videos.
I have been, actually. Yeah,
good.
I have been. Yeah.
Yes.
I've also thought the universe is trying to, once again, teach me patience. And I'm like, I don't want to sit home. I'm not like the rest of the people.
Well, and, you know, you know, look around in your community and see what needs are not being met. See if you might be ready to start a business.
Okay.
To fulfill those needs. Yeah.
No, that sounds wonderful. Well, thank
yeah.
you, Madeline. I don't
You're
want to
welcome.
Take up any more of your time.
Okay,
and
thank
I do
you
love
so much,
your calendar.
So much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, now each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. We're always at choice. focus on a negative situation at hand, such as what is, telling it like it is, or we can choose to focus on creating what we would prefer. When we stay focused on being grateful in advance for what we want, we're powerful creators. We seldom realize how powerful our feelings and thoughts really are, but they are more powerful than all the actions that we take. So use your power responsibly by creating more positive situations with your thoughts and feelings. And you just have no idea how fast and easy this can work. You can go to my site at askmadeline.com and click on the articles for an article on how to create anything. And there's a quick process in there that will tell you how to do it easily. The money will come rolling in. Now, next Friday on November 5th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about our major shift and the changes to expect from it. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.